welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And it is, we're right here at the top, the tippy top of September. It just snuck up on us yesterday. Today is the second. So many revelations to share. Get into the queue, guys. Big energy day. Here's the number, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. That is the number for you to call and get into our queue to share, to request a mini soul reading, to simply say hello.
Hello.
And yeah, hi there. And remember, if it's busy, it does mean all of our lines are full, but you hold on to that number, 888-627-6008, because as soon as we say hi and goodbye to some people, that would be your time to get through.
But now's the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know some of the lines were full before we got on the air.
We got space for one more.
I bet we do. Go ahead. Give it a call. This is your moment.
And here we are in September, and September is a wonderful, wonderful month ahead. This is an opportunity month to really be in your authenticity.
So much so, we're calling it radical. It's radical authenticity.
Take it up a notch.
Yeah, and we have a lot to share around that. And remember, we did just post yesterday the video for this month. It is over there at YouTube. And simply go to the channel, Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, subscribe. Then you always get the videos as soon as they're released.
You know, it's a beautiful time we're in, and one of the things that I especially enjoy is witnessing the rising energy of the feminine aspects, the feminine quality.
That is such a big piece of what's happening in September.
Because this outer world, the density world, has got so much polarity and anger and distortion going on that to bring in a little bit of feminine sanity, so to speak, is an opportunity for a balance that we haven't seen before.
Well, and I think to really get a grasp on that balance and that opportunity, let's just take a moment, since we are here at September 2nd, and really just kind of take that moment to pay attention to August. Pay attention to what came in. How was your adventure? What came forward for you? You know, and to recognize that it was last weekend when we sent the energy alert about August. Have you been connecting those dots to invite those everyday miracle energies into your life? Because as we are here now in September, this month comes basically wrapped up in a beautiful package. You know, my vision of this month is that we're all in this beautiful gossamer field together, but there's a fence around it, even though we may not see it. But that's because that fence are the 30 days of September. This is a energy experience that will be very full and very beautiful, but it will be contained between the first, yesterday, and the 30th. And it's going to have a couple of moments of like extra oomph in them. Yep. For example, on the 6th, right? Just coming right up this week, just 4 days away. The 6th is when Saturn will station back from its very long retrograde. And between the 6th and the 7th, there's going to be an outbreath of energy. It's just going to be like, whoo, we will be fully on the other side, fully
yes.
out of the whole triple retrograde. It's our first amplitude moment in September.
Well, it's also a moment that is maybe in some regards, it's like a fresh breath of air. August had so much momentum. August had so much power to it that we find ourselves kind of just landing here in September. And I hope, I truly hope that you have done some of the investigation work with your consciousness, investigating your triggers, investigating forgiveness, and really choosing to resolve that which would keep you stuck in those unproductive loops. Because that's really the gateway to your freedom in September. Because September is an invitation to come forward in an authentic way beyond what you might have done in the past. And this is why we call it radical authenticity. Because radical is in the is from the point of view of the outside. It's
yeah,
not, you know, of the density. But the key to remember here is that authenticity has an inner knowing and an outer expression. And we're being called to line those two up.
Yeah, and we're being called to line those two up in a way that will actually ignite divine flow, because radical authenticity is at the very top of the September experience. And if you allow it in, and there are some ways that you can be derailed, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the contradictory energies of this month. But if you allow in, if you invite the gift of radical authenticity into your life, then you are given the blessing and the gift of living your life without any excuses about who you are, about being able to just be the relaxing who you are, shine and radiate who you are, knowing that you are supported, you are accepted, and that the world is ready for you. That is an extraordinary energy gift, and that is right there at the epitome of the September experience.
The September experience is going to carry you in a way that you may not have expected. And what I mean by that, now, when we share the revelations, we are sharing that either you're going to be moving into this divine flow that has this strong feminine quality to it, or the alternative choice is to move into density hypnosis.
And we have a lot to share about that and how easy it is to get in there.
And that density hypnosis is truly the face of an old energy that might have some new colors with it, but it's an old energy.
Not only is it an old energy, it will very much be one that you will be aware of. And there are some very viable and easy to look at warning signs that we will give you. Because this month, you know, this month is very, very much about the opportunity to be on the Lion of August. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean to ride the Lion of August? Because August was that adventure and you know, we had that ego in the car seat and had it all tucked in. How did you do? And you know, that's why we opened up today's show. It's important to pay attention right now in this moment. How has the August adventure come forward in your life? What are you seeing right now? What's being revealed to you?
And one of the things to do is to pause and just kind of reflect for a moment, because August kicked off with this Lionsgate energy.
Yeah, the 8-8.
And we had all of the retrograde energies
overlaid. Oh, yeah, the triple.
And so for anybody to, quote, get anything done, you had to kind of step forward.
Yeah.
And then that momentum began to be unleashed. And the stepping forward, the stepping into triggers, stepping into stuff, because there is a flow happening.
Well, and remember in July, the forgiveness process and paying attention. You know, with all of our heart guys, go to YouTube, go to Official Sri and Kira, and this would be a really good moment to take 1 hour and watch the June, July, August, and September revelations all in a row, and it will blow your mind, because this is a moment to have the mind, I'm going to use the word blown open, to ignite even more, to allow yourself to receive this beautiful, I call it like a cleansing wave from the universe that will support you, that will help clear out the congestions and ignite this next level of the journey. You know, as we mentioned in the video, Sri, September is a month that honest to goodness carries with it real optimism energy, because we honestly have the opportunity to affect what's happening on our planet right now. And this is the first bona fide moment we have had where we can sincerely make a difference, because remember, guys, the energy of September is going to peak in October. So there's a lot going on, and it's inviting us all to, quite frankly, have a beautiful month gathering this gift.
Absolutely. One of the things that is important to recognize is that there are forces that are set into motion that you can have little effect on. They're just these forces that are universal and they're happening. And there are other forces within the forces that you can indeed influence.
Yes.
And we're at a dynamic time, because as this radical authenticity comes in with its feminine energy. So this is why we shared about the Hindu goddess Durga, because Durga carries the metaphor of riding the lion, of cutting through the falsehoods and
slaying the demons.
And this is a beautiful, beautiful example of what happens when the feminine says, no more BS.
Right.
We're done.
We're clear. You know? And we're doing this out of love. You know, bear in mind that Durga did not go out and kill to kill or slay to slay. Durga came forward when all hope was lost. When it was clear that no man would stop these demons, the gods created Durga. And Durga went forward and took care of this because the intentionality of the demons was to stop the Dharma. It was literally to interrupt, to interfere, to slay the path. So this is, think about how powerful a month this is, that the rising energy is the energy of the empowered priestess, the empowered goddess, the benevolent queen, that is her energy that has arisen to say, I am here to call forward balance because we are one. We are all in this together. And with that, guys, with that incredibly powerful rise, equally powerful this month is going to be what we're referring to as density hypnosis, championed by and fed very well by the old structures that are going to be clinging on for dear life. And those are very masculine based, very much about lack and want and anger and greed
control.
And fear and control. Yeah. So this is a rich month of energy with both, so to speak, sides equally empowered.
So true empowerment is an alignment with truth. It is the courage to know the truth, the courage to speak the truth, the courage to live the truth.
I love it.
And that courage is only a temporary thing because once you start doing it, it doesn't take courage anymore. It just takes self-love.
Yes.
Because we are all evolving. So it may seem like you're being a little radical from the old point of view, but from the coming point of view, you're just being spot on. You're just being authentic. And authenticity is worth the effort.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, radical authenticity is such an incredible mastery gift that we are next week's show, our entire show is going to be about that. So what we're doing today is inviting you to step into what September is offering. You know, let's talk about the fact that with this rise in the feminine, with this beautiful gift of forward momentum in this rise of the divine feminine, there will be the equal pushback from the masculine. Now, Sri and I want to make this very clear, and we've made it very clear in our video. We were just on the air with our dear friend Sandra and Allen on Twin Flame Divine Fire. We're talking about this now. This feminine and masculine counter, I was going to use the word like opposing, right? Would that be the word I want
to
use?
They're
almost like
some
opposing energies this
they
month.
They can be, yeah.
The gift is that this is absolutely outside of gender identity. This is an energy. This is not about an assignment or an allocation. It is an energy. And so every being needs to look within at the balance of the masculine feminine within. That is where you need to start. If you are out of balance in your masculine or your feminine energy, that mirror will come back to you from density this month and it will grab you. The good news is if you are awake to it and you can see it, you can ascend through it, through the divine flow and the claiming of this Durga rising energy of riding that lion of August. In order for you to command the energy of August, which is what the symbolism of riding the lion means, to command the energy of August, the connecting the dots, the miracle presence, the rapid growth, is to say yes to the truth of who you are, to be in that divine, exquisite space of radical authenticity, which is the divine flow, which is also a grounding experience.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an amazing time that we are in because we all have the feminine and the masculine energies inside. We can understand these energies. Oftentimes people have a preference. They lean one way or another. And then even within an energy, whether it's masculine or feminine, there is the empowered version of it, and there's the disempowered or dysfunctional
version of it. Victim triangle, and there is the ascended presence triangle.
And so those energies of whether you're dancing with the victim, rescuer, persecutor model, or whether you are evolving into the healer, mentor, teacher model, because that's the evolution when we bring loving consciousness to the world.
Now, if you're not sure what we're talking about there, please go read the articles. We have been so concerned about the rising energies and the extraordinary opportunities available that we have been putting out lots of energy update bulletins all month long. We've been putting them out with our miracle team every week. We've been sending some out to the entire community. So make sure you're on our newsletter list. And more importantly, make sure you read the article. Go to sriankira.com, click on the articles, read part one, read part two, and coming next week, the week of September 3rd, part three, the final part will be posted. These articles were written to assist you to have even more success during this moment, to really flourish. You have the opportunity right now to break out in ways that will defy the mind. All you need to do is say yes to the gift of who you are.
Now, the gift of who you are is that part of you that needs all your love. And I say this, you know, in a way, not in a belittling way or a saying that you need healing. What I'm saying is that to truly be authentic, we have to embrace our shadow.
Yes.
We have to embrace all sides of ourselves, because then we're in this unique, wonderful, detached space when we have a trigger or an egoic reaction, we get to smile and go, oh, that's my old way of being acting up, as opposed to identifying with it and having to wrestle with the energies. It's nice to be past the space of being compelled by the triggers. And that is the opportunity that's here, to transcend the triggers, to be in the flow of the embrace of the divine feminine in an empowered way, taking action in your life.
And this is going to call on you to really master some of the energies that were here over the past few months, specifically the forgiveness practice. Have you gifted yourself with your 7-day spiritual cleanse? If you have not, it is so important. It is still up at our website. You'll see it right across from our video. And so it's important to pay attention. Do it. Have you done it yet? If you haven't, do it now. Do it again. Another gift that you can give yourself is to be absolutely committed to doing something every day that reminds you of the truth of who you are, because the density hypnosis is strong this month. Now, how will you know, right? How do you know you're in the hypnosis? Well, whenever you're in the hypnosis is when you are depressed. You are feeling less than. You are feeling judgmental. Your mind starts thinking crazy, wild thoughts, things that you absolutely know are not true. Whenever you see that, whenever you witness that, climb up into that multidimensional expression of self and pay attention. Those are the moments when those old forces are trying to pluck you out of your enlightened presence. Why? Because we are starting to make a difference. We really are. The collective unified stream of the light body is releasing enough ego, enough beings carrying the energy are releasing enough and starting to come together and model ascended presence, ascended community, oneness energy, that we really are opening up. I like to call it an exhale, like an expansion of the window that's trying to close and make everything so frightening.
Anytime that you have a force that seeks to control or compress, there is an equal opposite embrace that would seek to expand and liberate.
Yeah.
And this is the dance of density. It's also the dance of the greater flow. So as we talk about the energies of September, just understand there is a flow at work that you can work with or work against. And the key is when you see the flow, then you can take advantage to your benefit. And what I mean by this is when we share that there is an expansion of the feminine energy and an opportunity to really claim your authenticity, then it's going to be a little easier to make the leap, to jump and, you know, take your courage pill and say, all right, I'm not hiding anymore. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to share what I need to share. I'm going to speak my truth without trampling on another person who has a different perspective or a different understanding of truth, but I'm just going to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, this is really valuable, Sri, because so many people are like, I don't want to be seen, or I'm afraid of myself, or, you know, every time I've tried to just be myself, I've been met with, you know, other energies that I'm not ready for. But beloved ones, gift yourself with support and understanding. And the very first thing, and I know I am such a broken record, but with all my heart, go to SriandKira.com. Underneath the Art of Ascended Living, click on Messages from the Masters. When you arrive there, click on Lost Books of the Essene and read Message 5. And honestly, I would read number 1 as well, but I seriously would. You could read 1 and
very powerful.
You could read all 12. I mean, that would be the optimal. But if you're just going in and going, all right, I just want to connect, Lesson 5. You want to go a little deeper? Lesson 1. Something stirs inside your heart, just read them all. But the reality is that you are at a rare moment where if you are able to harness your spiritual tenacity with the mastery of forgive them, they know not what they do, then your tri-dimensional presence will anchor and lift you into a divine flow that will blow your mind. And you know, Sri, we'd mentioned earlier, we just got done this morning being guest on Twin Flame Divine Fire with Alan and Sandra. And I wanted to share, because during that, they talked about how in August, they got heavily triggered and they walked through a lot of stuff and they found their resistance energy. And what I thought was so beautiful on the show just now was them talking about how when we finally let go of the resistance, like the miracles that are all over their lives right now.
Yeah, yeah. That it opens up a floodgate of synchronicities, of positive miracle energy. You know, it's everybody has choices. Everybody has opportunities. The key is, are you paying attention?
Yes.
And are you bringing loving acceptance to what you see? It's not enough to simply look. We must choose love as we're looking, because then we move from judgment to discernment. We move from reactivity to wisdom. When we bring the energy of love into our consciousness, we're able to see the unity that is seeking to be recognized.
And that's when we begin with love of self. And that's why that 7-day spiritual cleanse is so profound, my angels, because it will clear out those barriers that you didn't even know were there. You know, even if you're like, oh, I don't need to do this. I've been there, done that. Okay, humor us. Just start. And you will discover so much more. You know, letting you guys in on a little secret. As long as you're still carrying a body of form, no matter what anyone else may perceive, you are constantly evolving. You are constantly growing. If you believe you have hit your level of mastery, then that will become your veil. And until you remove that veil, that will be your playing field and it will limit your experience. And that's okay. Oftentimes we recycle in the same experiences until we can truly master them. Oftentimes our spiritualized ego thinks we have mastered them. And then the universe says, oh yeah, let's see how you navigate this. And you wind up realizing, all right, I got to take a few more spins around. Totally okay. The key is to keep being aware. And every being on this planet, and this has been happening all year long, we've been talking about it a lot. We did an extensive teaching on it inside the September video, so you want to make sure you watch it. But you are at a moment right now where the 3rd, 5th, 7th, and 9th dimensions are all operating together, whether you're aware of it or not. And your ability to step into that consciously is what will put you on that lion, keep you on that lion, slay all the demons, and give you the gift of arising victorious.
It's a truly magnificent time, and this unfolding expansion is here for to bless you and to also offer our world a breath of fresh air. We are at a time when this energy can influence so many layers within density, let alone lift you into that ascended perspective. So it's a good stuff. It's a good time.
Oh, it's beyond a good time. You know, it really, really is. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to all of you that have been writing us. We have received so many emails. And here's what touches my heart so much. So many of you are writing in going, I tried to call, couldn't get through. I wanted to get through, or I got through and I didn't get on the air. But all of you writing about how every single person's reading is either answering your question or expanding your vision or offering you some aha moments. And I just want to say to all of you, thank you. Of course that's happening, because we are a community. And when we come together with sincerity, love, and presence, miracles happen. You have found the show because your heart is expanding, because your consciousness is awake, and because you are a brilliant, beautiful, ignited torch for all those who are looking. So Sri and I bow before you, and every week we are honored to share our time with you. And I know the lines are full, Sri. Do we want to start sneaking in a call before the break?
We're gonna, we've got a couple of first timers standing by. We're going to start with line three and welcome Sherry from Nanaimo, British Columbia.
First time in. Welcome to the show, Sherry. Namaste.
Oh, hi, you two. I'm so happy that I got through. I feel so blessed. I follow your work all the time, and it's really helped me so much. I have your cards and your pendulum, and I do the Living Ankh every day, and it's really helped my aura. So I'm hoping you wouldn't mind giving me a mini soul reading.
Well, I would be honored, Sherry, and wow, I need to share with you that, you know, even if you had not said you do the Living Ankh every day, boy, does it show. Oh, my goodness gracious. So the whole time you were chatting, I saw you like you're about, oh my goodness, I want to say maybe 2 to 3 inches above the earth, and you're very illuminated. And it's like you're not even needing to be like consciously aware that you're working in these higher realms. It's like everything you do is soft. Soft footprints, soft energy, soft recognition. And as we enter into September right now with this rise in feminine, I'm watching you, and it's funny, you're picking up like this huge, like you're reaching down, your arms are stretched out, and you're like gathering in front of you. They're feathers. There's like, I don't even know how many feathers, and they're every color you could ever want, and they're everywhere, and you're picking them up, and you're giggling and giggling and giggling, and these beautiful winged beings, gods, goddesses, priests, priestesses, ascended masters, I mean, fairies, all of them, they're all giggling and saying, yes, it is your moment. Time to fly. Step out and be seen. And so it is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much that, that just makes my year. Thank you. I don't want to hold up the lines for anyone else, but I'm going to cherish what you said and keep connecting with you. And I just want to thank you so much for everything.
Oh, thank you for being Sherry.
Much
We're
love
so
to you.
Grateful you're on the planet. We love you, honey. Many blessings.
Thank
Namaste.
You. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Wow. Now, you know, Sherry, again, here we are, and I'm just thinking about our beloved community and how many of us right now are being invited to gather all of our resources, to gather all of our feathers and fly
and say yes.
You know, that's a gift. And so to all of us that are having the gift of connecting with Sherry right now, may we all pick up and fly this month and gather all that is before us. And remember, as soon as we say goodbye to someone, a line opens up for those of you that want to get into the queue. And Sri, let's say hello to somebody else right before.
We can do one more. We're going to head to line four, and we'll say hello to Kavi from Hawaii.
I think it's Kauai.
Hi, dear.
Hi. Aloha, Sri and Kira. This is Kauai. How are you?
We are well. Welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste. This is my first time calling in, and I was wondering if you folks would mind giving me a soul reading.
Oh, no, we would be in heaven giving you a soul reading, sweetheart. And I just want to say, oh, you're so welcome. You are so you know, when I reach out to you right now, I just want to hug you. You carry this energy that spreads like a silent whisper of hope, like an energy of sweetness, like a grain of empowerment and enlightenment. And there are these beautiful, big, I mean, I'm calling them kahuna beings around you. And they're all saying the same thing. Carry us with you in your heart. Walk forward with the truth of who you are. Spread the gift of your divine presence, and the world is now ready. And so it is, my love. I bow before you. Thank you for the gift of meeting you today. I am honored. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, okay, let me stop crying. Aloha, you guys. Take care. Thank you so much. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo.
Oh, yes. Thank you, my love. And feel my tears of joy and love right back at you. I am hugging you because you are so huggable. Oh, my God.
I'm hugging you, too. I feel it.
Yay! I love it. I love it. I love it. Many blessings. Oh, my angel. Wow. Woo! And again, this is our community. This is your community, the community that we all together co-create. And each week it just goes way too fast because look at that already, Sri.
Hey, we're at the bottom of the half hour or whatever they say that phrase is. And we are going to take a little station break. But I'll tell you what, this is your chance to breathe consciously, to stand by, because we're going to be right back with a lot more to share after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. And we are delighted to be with you. Now, today, it's September 2nd.
Wow. And, wow.
Yeah, and we started off the show sharing a bit about the September energies. And there's two really fundamental key points. One of them is the rise of the divine feminine.
Yes.
As an opportunity to align with as your stability this month.
Wow, that is so important, Sri.
And so this increase in the divine feminine is yours to call in as an empowering harmony in your state of being. Now think about that for a moment. I know that growing up with this male body and being taught how to be a boy and then a man and all that jazz that comes in over the years, I found myself in the earlier times compensating for my tenderness through putting on a shell, you know, putting on a personality. And this is the very basic entry point, I think, for a lot of guys, is to be able to accept your own vulnerability, your own softness.
Yeah.
And then over time, with some healing work, I certainly accepted my own vulnerability and softness. And then the next challenge was, how do I integrate these two? How can I be firm yet gentle? How can I be clear yet loving? How can I honor what I know is true in me without having to feel that it's out of place? You know, it's because I feel it must be in the right place.
Well, it's almost like I hear you saying, how can I integrate this without judging myself and or by being judged by others?
There you are. Because so often we have set up a software program in our personality that says, fit within these lines. You know, it's like driving your car on the freeway.
Yeah, it's like coloring. Here's the lines.
You got to fit between the lines.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, folks, the lines, they be a-changing.
Oh, yeah.
And
they be disintegrating.
We have freedom at hand. And so your heart is your guide. Your guidance is your wisdom.
Absolutely.
And that this feminine energy is here to nourish your authenticity. Because I am not just a guy. I am also a feminine creature. I'm not just a human. I'm also a divine being.
Right. And are we not all transcending gender? And,
yes.
And that's what this energy this month is about. This energy this month has nothing to do with your gender identity. It has everything to do with really being available to the universal oneness energy through balancing the harmonic of the masculine and the feminine.
And it brings us into so many opportunities. You know, people talk about left brain, right brain. Hey, there's a reason you have two hemispheres. You know, they each have their purpose. They each have their gifts. And if it's out of whack, then we're lopsided.
That's so true.
And so that's the number one thing, that is, this rising feminine energy is here to offer a blessing to all beings. Now, there's also this other aspect, which is called radical authenticity.
Whew. Now, radical authenticity is the divine flow. It is the grounding energy that really is the foundation of the entire yoga of self-ascension. And like we mentioned, there is so much information here, and it is such a rich conversation that it's next week's entire show. So you absolutely want to be with us. You want to be with us all month long, because every week we offer energy updates. And as with every moment, there is so much happening, isn't there? And so as we are diving into this September energy of balance, like we mentioned earlier, there is this rising feminine. Now, what that also means is that with the rising feminine, there is going to be the rising masculine that seeks to keep the rising feminine right about where she is. And so this is going to be a true mastery moment, because if the feminine empowerment meets the masculine with the energy of the masculine, meaning meets it with anger, meets it with resistance, meets it with a lower frequency of reactivity, then nothing's going to get better. As a matter of fact, that actually empowers that which you're trying to shift.
Well, when we have these conflictual forces, all it does is raise a mountain.
Right.
It just raises a perimeter of energy, which then seems impenetrable.
So the feminine needs to shift from that victim triangle, because remember, the victim triangle is what? It is victim, it is rescuer, and it is abuser. And the feminine energy can become its own abuser if it stays within that cycle. And so when this masculine energy, and again, this isn't about gender identity, this is about energy. When this masculine energy tries to circumvent and keep this feminine energy from rising, this is when riding the lion becomes so incredible, because you are witnessing the witnesser witnessing, and this is a powerful gift. And again, we've really taken a lot of time to describe how this works. And the more that you understand it, the easier this will be for you. And quite frankly, the more bountiful your life. Watch the video. Go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. Watch the video and share it. Because as we navigate all the issues of September, the most fascinating thing about September, well, I shouldn't say the most, I'll say one of many fascinating things about September, is that the energy of September is actually going to peak in October.
So
now, remember that.
Yeah, we're getting a gift that is going to lift and flow and continue, and it doesn't care about the monthly calendar.
No.
It just has its life cycle.
And this life cycle actually is going to carry us all the way through until January 2020. So let me paste this for you guys. Here we are, September 6th, right? That's just a few days away if you're catching us live or early in the archives. September 6th, we finally release from the Saturn retrograde, that long influence releases. We are then 100% free of all of the triple retrograde energy. So that's our first propulsion moment. Then as we navigate September, there is going to be plenty that will get your attention. There will be plenty that will try to get you into hypnosis. Remember, the warning sign for September is density hypnosis. However, regardless of what you see, the peak, I'm going to use the word attack on femininity or attack or a male-female power struggle. The peak of that is actually going to be in the middle of October. And that's going to be from October 9 to October 18. That's our opportunity to really thrive, to shift the balance of power. It's an incredibly momentous thing. Then our next big moment is actually going to be the new year cycle of 2018 going into 2019, because 2019, this energy keeps building, 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 building until, and the key right now is to be working with the time energies. We are at a moment, I'm just going to say this, we're going to talk about it more near the end of the month. We are at a moment where we can actually go back into the mandala effect energies and correct and rebalance that which has been turned upside down. Now, that's a big moment. And our show is, we really go out of our way not to propagate fear, not to talk about conspiracy, not to go into lower frequencies. What we will share is that multiple timelines, multiple dimensions, multidimensional navigation is all real. It's all happening. It's just whether you're awake to it or not. You are, or you wouldn't be listening to our show. This is your month to restore balance. This is your month. Did you have a missed opportunity in your life? This is the month to bring it back. Have you been just missing out on something? This is the month to do it. And for all of those that are out there that are not in radical authenticity, this is the month where you might see some of those beings revealed for who they are and where the curtains are taken off of those who are holding the higher frequency. It's a big month.
Absolutely. And one of the things that is important to recognize is the density hypnosis, the hypnosis of the reality that is built upon polarity and deception. That's going to be more magnetic.
Yeah.
And there's many people that would just prefer the comfort of being in a zone of living that is predicted,
yeah,
that is reinforced in that way. And that they may kind of go to sleep in that zone for a while. You don't know if they're going to fall asleep to it for a lifetime or a week. You just don't know. And the key is every being must touch whatever energies they must touch in order to finally wake up.
Now, speaking of touching energies, we earlier on Twin Flame Divine Fire, we shared a little bit. We've been getting so many comments at YouTube and emails at all of our emails that we have available. And so many people saying, okay, you guys, I've been watching your predictions for a year. I've been watching your predictions for 2 years. I've been listening to your radio show for 10 years, whatever. How do you guys always get it right? You know, and that's a very humbling question. And we're very honored by it because, guys, it's not us. As many of you know, and we're now realizing and apologize that so many of you did not know, all of this information comes in from the ascended realms. This is what we do. This was our mission. This was what Sri and I were asked to do when we first came together. And if you've ever read our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, then you already know about that. And if not, you could always read our bios at our website. Go to sriandkira.com and learn about us, and you can read about it. And the reason I'm sharing that is we, for 7 years, every single first Saturday of the month for 7 years, when we lived in New Mexico at Tosa Ranch, New Mexico, we opened up our ranch to the public. We would do big potlucks. There's months we would have, you know, 30, 40 people. There's months we would have 200 people and bands and dancing. It was amazing. And this was when we were doing live archangelic ensoulments and bringing this through, because that's what we were told was our mission at that time. And then we were told that our mission was expanding and we needed to go live among the indigenous. And we had no idea that was going to encompass almost another 10 years of our life. And so we started our journey into international citizenry. And what has happened since we have anchored here at Tosa Blue Mountain is that all of the energies from all of our travels have found a home here. And so this is the integration of everything. And it's obviously, it's so powerful. There's times it's almost hard for us to be here, but we are adapting. And we're sharing this with you because since these new energies have shown up and they've really been very, very visceral during my inability to walk, recuperating from knee surgery, they have come forward and made it very clear that they are inviting Sri and I to do another worldwide ensoulment. and they have asked for it to happen this New Year's Eve. And guys, this is a big deal. We're kind of freaking out about it because we know what this means based upon the past 15 years.
Yeah, because Kira and I are union souls, she's able to completely leave her body. I hold her soul so she doesn't transition. And that makes her vessel available for the ascended being to come in and deliver an energy, a dispensation to those that are gathered. And what we've learned over the years is these energies are pure. They are high frequency. They are filled with loving energy and a waking up energy to anybody who participates.
And so every month, all these predictions come that way. And, you know, I'm thinking about the master's journey at New Year's Eve.
So
because,
this New Year's.
We have all these people coming from all over the world, and this energy is going to be permeating the entire time.
So this is a five-day workshop at the end of the year and first week of January. And of course, New Year's Eve, we're going to be live broadcasting the ensoulment. We invite you to look into your hearts, whether you can join us here, which we would love to give you a hug in person, or whether you want to join us via the live stream. Two good options.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be getting all the details out about the New Year's Eve live stream. If you would like to host a party, if you would like to let people know you're doing a viewing, whatever, we're going to make sure we broadcast early enough not to interrupt any other festivities you may have, but so that you have the opportunity to get this message in real time. Make a note, New Year's Eve, be here live. And if you can't be here for that full week of integration and mastery downloads, then at least be with us New Year's Eve to catch the ensoulment. And you know, Sri, speaking of catching the ensoulment and being live and connecting, we have had all these beautiful people waiting.
We're going back to phone lines. We're heading to line one, and we'll say hello to Jayon from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Namaste to both of you. What an exciting time to be on this planet. And as I'm listening to you today, my heart is just exploding with excitement. I, too, got caught in August with a trigger week. And I slept and I meditated and I just let it go. And I'm so glad to be free of it. And I would love a mini soul reading if possible.
Oh, absolutely possible. And thank you for asking. And wow, I see the August adventure for you. And I am like celebrating you and honoring you. You did great. And that's the gift, isn't it? The gift is when the universe comes forward and says, well, let's see how you navigate this. And then you do. And I see it around you. So there are these... They're the only way I can describe them is they look like diamond portals to me. And this is very, very new. This has only been around you now, maybe like 4 or 5 days. And this is all around you. They look like little diamonds. And it's a brilliant energy. And they open and close and open and close and open and close and open and close. And they're all the message that's coming as one of these like opens, I hear it and then it closes again. And then I hear it and it closes again. And it's like a harmony. It's like a choir. But what the choir is saying is come sit with us in the nothingness, close your eyes and remember, see us come together as one and the rest will be revealed. And what I'm seeing is that you're quiet. You go into meditation, you invite these crystalline portals to come forward, and as they open, they start coming together, and they're forming a much bigger expanse. But the rest of this is honestly for you, and you're ready to claim it, and I am honored to simply be here to help you discover it right now. You're incredible, and you've got a crazy future ahead of you. Thank you for getting through today.
Wow, thank you. Namaste. I'm overwhelmed. And please, I don't want to take up more time, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste to both of you. And I'm so happy you're healing well, Kira. I'm so happy you're healing well. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I feel your love. Thank you, my angel. Go enjoy that meditation. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
All right, many blessings.
Whew, you feel that?
Yeah,
like I literally, like how many of you listening? Like, and you too, Sri, right? Aren't we all seeing and feeling those diamond portals?
Well, there's this tingly reflective energy that is kind of going, okay, Yeah. You know, there's no need to be static.
Exactly. And this is September, is it not? There is these diamond portals, this divine flow. And again, guys, if you have not read the articles, please, 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 this was our three-part series. Go to shreeandkira.com, go into the articles, read part one, read part two. And this coming week, our final section, part three, will be posted. Give yourself the gift of this support. And should we support another caller, Shree?
In a minute. I want to share something.
Please.
Because it's really important to wrap your discernment around the difference between the victim energy and the ascended presence energy.
Yes.
In our society, the victim energy has many faces. A lot of them are just considered normal faces. You'll see them on the soap operas. You'll see it in the dramas and the hospital series and the police series and everything.
The quote-unquote reality.
Yeah. And so the victim energy is a game we play internally in our self-talk and our self-attitudes, as well as externally. And it's very often found at the Thanksgiving table and in most families. And so as you laugh about it, you recognize that's universal, this sense of not feeling disempowered or feeling like I've got to blame somebody. And it's an endless loop that is the number one emotional Velcro in density.
Yeah.
Now, with a rise in your perspective, with a rise in your vibrational level, and doing the work, meaning loving yourself at when you're triggered, seeing that you're more than the trigger, and really doing that work and forgiving yourself and others, we lift our vibration into the ascended presence triangle, where instead of being the victim or the persecutor, we become the healer and the mentor.
Yeah.
We actually become a teacher. And that energy of healer, mentor, teacher begins a world service, because we evolved through the pain and we're now able to be present to help others do the same.
Now, as Shree is sharing that, I want to send a private message out to an email person who wrote us. This private message goes out to Darnelda Angel. Shree and I have connected with your email. I have started sending massive amounts of healing energy and clarity your way, but you must participate in this. Do the forgiveness practice again. Read the articles again. Please read lesson 5 of the Lost Books of the Essene and release judgment of yourself. And as you do, you will step through what's going on. And the universe asked me to send your message privately today. And so I am doing that. And I'm grateful that you reached out to us. Thank you so much. And I think for all of you listening, you can just kind of feel the energy that was in Darnelda's email and the energy we're sending back out. And so let us all receive this gift of true clarity, freedom, and forgiveness.
Absolutely. Take a breath in and say, I let it be so.
I let it be so.
Ah, beautiful. Tell you what, let's head to line 5 and we'll say hello to Julie from Oregon.
Namaste, beloved Julie. Welcome, angel.
Well, thank you so much. I have had quite an August adventure as well, although I feel like I was pretty clumsy. It was pretty messy. I really enjoyed the forgiveness practice, did it twice, but I feel like I need to do it again. I'm wondering if I might have a mini soul reading, please.
Well, I am honored to give you that mini soul reading. And Julie, I just want to say one thing. The answer is yes. And I can share with you that I know people, including myself, that have done the spiritual cleanse 10, 20 times. You know what I'm saying? When your intuition calls to you, trust it. Just move forward with it. And what you will find, especially since this is going to be your third time, that is a very magical moment. You're going to find some things come up that are going to surprise you. And that's really what the reading is about for you right now. There are all the thing they keep saying is there is buried treasure getting ready to reveal itself. Keep digging. And that's what they want me to say. They also want me to say it's going to happen this month. You're within. This is a really good month for you. This is a really rich opportunity for you to demonstrate what you really are without hesitancy. And so I am so grateful, as the show is almost ready to close, that we were able to get to connect with you today. Thank you so much for bringing that gift to all of us. We love you, Julie. Many blessings.
Thank you so much, and my love to you and to your entire beloved community. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. And, you know, to all of you, thank you for being here right now. Thank you for jumping onto your lion of your August adventure. The August adventure is not something to be afraid of, right? If your August adventure is a lion, are you afraid of it? Are you running from it? Or are you jumping on and harnessing its power and moving forward?
You know, life offers you many opportunities to partner with energies, to partner with other beings, to truly expand your awareness through experience.
Yes.
Remember that as we have experiences, we grow in awareness.
Yes.
And that gives us a new opportunity to choose. What's my next moment? What's my next direction? And as we have embraced the path of living a conscious life, of looking deeply and living deeply, what we know is it just keeps getting better.
And that's the gift of September. Remember that this is the month to either claim your divine flow or be aware of the hypnosis of density. The feminine is rising. It's bringing forward balance. It's a rich, wonderful opportunity. However, right alongside of that is going to be the masculine energy that's not happy about it, that's going to dig deep into its old playbook. It's an old structure that knows it's got to change, but it's hanging on for dear life. How do we navigate? We navigate through the yoga of self-ascension by giving ourselves the gift of radical authenticity. And that is a gift that will change your life. It is all about it next week. Make sure you tune in.
Beloved ones, as we come to a close for this hour, I want to remind you to breathe deeply, to smile at everything in your life, and to trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.